Pharaoh at last relents. All Egypt trembled before the divine judgment. Pharaoh hastily sent for the two brothers. "I have sinned this time, the Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat the Lord, for it is enough, that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and ye shall stay no longer." Moses knew that the contest was not ended. Pharaoh's confessions and promises were not the effect of any radical change in his mind but were wrung from him by terror and anguish. Moses promised, however, to grant his request, for he would give him no occasion for further stubbornness. The prophet went forth, unheeding the fury of the tempest, and Pharaoh and all his host were witnesses to the power of Jehovah to preserve his messenger. Moses spread abroad his hands unto the Lord, and the thunders and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. But no sooner had the king recovered from his fears than his heart returned to its perversity. Then the Lord would give unmistakable evidence of the difference he placed between Israel and the Egyptians and would cause all nations to know that the Hebrews were under the protection of the God of heaven. Moses warned the monarch that a plague of locusts would be sent, which would cover the earth and eat up every green thing that remained. They would fill the houses, even the palace itself, such a scourge, he said, as neither thy fathers, nor thy fathers' fathers have seen, since the day that they were upon the earth unto this day. The counselors of Pharaoh stood aghast. The nation had sustained great loss in the death of the cattle. Many of the people had been killed by the hail. The forests were broken down and the crops destroyed. They were fast losing all that had been gained by the labor of the Hebrews. The whole land was threatened with starvation. Princes and courtiers pressed about the king and demanded, "How long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed?" Moses and Aaron were again summoned, and the monarch said to them, "Go, serve the Lord your God, but who are they that shall go?"